Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's been a big, big year in the world of publishing, particularly for Irish authors. And here to look back at their favourite reads of 2024 are Waterford librarians Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany. Good morning to you, Jenny and Tracy. Very welcome. Thanks for coming in. If anybody wants to tune in on the RTE News channel, you can see, I won't spoil it. There's resplendent Christmas attire here, including a set of antlers with a little Christmas hat as well. But Tracy, before we get into your top books of the year, you're going to take us through the most requested library books, which actually gives us a great insight into what was popular and what was cutting through with the public.
Yep. Number 10, All the Colours of the Dark by Chris Whittaker. Jenny, this is on Jenny's favourite list, so we'll let Jenny talk about that. It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. The film was out in 2024. Intermezzo by Sally Rooney. This is about two brothers, Ivan and Peter, and it follows the death of their father. Prophet Song by Paul Lynch. This was the Booker Prize winner in 2023. Frankie by Graham Norton, a popular fiction book of the year 2024. This is a great book. I'm loving this. It's
a lot of people love Graham Norton's writing style.
I couldn't say. I've read all his books and they're easy to read. But this one, I don't know what it is, but I'm really enjoying it. It's super duper book. It's a book about like Frankie, how she's living in a house in London. She falls down a flight of stairs. Damien then comes in to be her carer, and Damien comes from Ballytour in County Cork. So she comes from Ballytour in County Cork, so all her memories are coming back, and it's all about her life, and her life is very, very interesting. It's really funny. If you want a bit of a laugh, I'm sure we all want a bit of a laugh.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Poor by Katrina O'Sullivan. This was number 5 on the list. It's non-fiction. Every teacher should read this. Every person should read this. This is a fantastic book. Have you read it?
No, I haven't read it, but my wife has read it, and I was only talking to her, but it keeps coming up in conversation. It's one of those ones that when people who've read it really has an impact, and great insights in it as well.
Great insights, yeah. Then number 4 is Small Things Like These by Claire Keegan. The film was out in November with Cillian Murphy. She's recently been on Oprah's book club. Then you have number 3, The Women by Christian Hannah. This is a real page turner. Love this. 2, The Bee Sting by Paul Murray. He was on the Booker Prize shortlist 2023. It's a 600 page book, but I think the book always leaves you wanting more. It's even after 600 pages, which I think is very, very funny. And then Long Island by Colm Tobin. This is the follow-up to Brooklyn. And again, on Jenny's favourite list.
All right. Yeah, hang on at the mic there, Tracy. Your first choice is The Coast Road by Alan Murran. He won Newcomer of the Year at the Irish Book Awards. Tell us about that.
I'm delighted he won. I'm a big fan of this book. This is a very, very good book. 1994, it's set in rural County Donegal before divorce was in Ireland. Claire Crowley's back in town, living in a small cottage on the Coast Road, and she left her husband and children and ran off with a married man, but now she's back. Lots of gossip in the town. It's about three different women, three different family groups. Murran did win Newcomer of the Year at the recent Book Awards, and of course Donal Ryan won the Book of the Year for Heart Be at Peace. I read that only recently. I was sick in my bed. I listened to him for 5 hours. Donal Ryan, I think I'll marry you. Absolutely brilliant book. Yeah, fantastic.
Right. And another debut you loved was Piglet by Lottie Hazel.
This is a great book again. Piglet, Lottie Hazel. It's a book about food, so very appropriate for this time of year. 99 days before Piglet and Kit's wedding, the book begins. It's a very happy beginning, of course. They're really in the love bubble. But cracks begin to show at about 13 days before the wedding. It's right. A will they won't.
It's
they
a get, usual, usual wedding then, yeah.
the usual, absolutely. Usually disaster strikes. We got a big leak just before my wedding, but I'm now 20 years married this year.
Right.
So
sorry to disappoint Donal Ryan then on that one. Go on.
I like to have a few boyfriends on the go, though. You know, my husband's very understanding. But it's a very, very good book, Piglet, and you will enjoy it. And again, it's you will be rooting for Piglet as
right,
well.
Right, we were only talking to about food beforehand. It's good on food, is it?
Oh, it's great on food. Like, but it'll bring you back to your food of your youth. The big jug of custard on the table. Everybody has the jug of custard on the table. A favourite in our house was the jug of custard, stewed apple, and a cornflakes.
Right.
And that was, oh, that was gold.
Cornflakes on the top, like an apple crumble type thing.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. Right. But my mother's a really, really good cook. So that would be like, she'd probably be mortified that I'm telling we had this, but we absolutely loved it. But the cornflakes, you had to have the cornflakes on it. It was really spot on.
Never tried that.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Lump of jam Swiss roll into the custard now would have been. Let it soak in. But anyway, let's stick with food, Jenny, because you don't, you're not normally a recommender of cookbooks.
No,
but Socafro by Alistair JD JJ was your one of your favourites.
Don't normally pick cookbooks,
yeah,
but I love reading them, and this has definitely been my big find of the year. It's published by Blasta Books, and it's a lovely little A5 size book, be a nice little stocking filler. Lots of inspiration if you're sick of the turkey and ham and the pudding. So Socafro by Alistair JD JJ, the author of The Chef Lives in Waterford, and he started off with a food stall. He was made redundant from his job in retail management and he started a food stall. And even the start of the book, he tells his story, and that's a great little read in itself. And it's described as a culinary symphony from Nigeria and Trinidad and Tobago. And the word Socafro, it's a mashup of his two favourite types of music, and it reflects his dual Afro-Caribbean and Nigerian heritage. And the recipes in this, jerk chicken, jollof rice, macaroni pie, they are all delicious. And it was a new cuisine to me, but the recipes are very, very easy to follow.
Yeah, did you give them a lash?
I did, yeah. And everyone in the house liked them as well, and which was good, because sometimes when I'm trying out new things, I'm the only person that ends up eating them all. But I'd say get this book for yourself or for the foodie in your life. It's really, really
right,
delicious.
It opens up new avenues and flavours to people maybe who
and
haven't.
Like, the story behind the chef and the author is lovely. Like, and he's really nice, bubbly person. I follow him on Instagram as well. Like, I think he'd be ideally posing there to get a TV show or something. He's got a very big personality. But the recipes in it are just delicious. It's a lovely little book.
Tracy, you were talking about listening to an audio book when you were under the weather, but The Heart of Winter by Kevin Barry. He reads it himself. I did read the book, and as a fan of westerns and his other stuff, I thought it was great.
Oh, I
enjoyed myself. Yeah,
absolutely. But Kevin Barry, you really, I have to listen to Kevin Barry because he's an absolute joy. Another boyfriend I'd love to have, actually. He's going to be on my favourite list of boyfriends for 2024. Anyway, it was an audiobook I listened to, a romantic western. If you want to laugh, this is the book for you. There's lots of sex and bad language and great fun. I think this is a bit like Marmite. I've given it to people and they said, oh, I didn't like that. But yeah, I really did.
It reminded me a bit of the Sisters Brothers.
That's right.
Yeah.
This, we meet Tom Rourke. He's a poet, a ballad maker, a doper, a drinker and fond of the brothels. And he feels his life is going nowhere. He works in a photographic studio, and newly married Captain Anthony Harrington and Polly Gillespie arrive to get their marriage portrait done, and sparks begin to fly. It's a great book. If you want to laugh out loud, this is the book for you.
Right. Dark comedy, it has to be said. Jenny, thriller of the year for you, shortlisted for the Booker Prize, didn't win. What is it?
Creation Lake by Rachel Kushner. And it's a spy novel with a female protagonist. And when I read this earlier in the year, I was really taken in with it. It's a really gripping, funny page thriller. So you have your main character, Sadie Smith. She's a 34-year-old American undercover agent. She's bold, she's beautiful. And she's sent down to France by her mysterious employers to investigate and infiltrate this kind of a radical eco-activist communes. It's very, very good. And I remember reading it and thinking at the time, like, you know, Slow Horses, Killing Eve, all that kind of stuff is really, really popular at the moment. And now, of course, we've had the Black Doves on Netflix. So I'm just waiting to see Creation Lake come onto the screen as well. But really, really good. And even if you're not into thrillers or spy novels, I think there's something in this for everyone. I had started listening to it and I didn't like the pace of it when I was listening to it. Stopped, picked up the book, read the book, and I'm actually going to go back and listen to it again.
That's your second TV pitch of this style. Yes, I think there may be a side hustle as a TV producer for you in this. You can talk to Brian Redden, who we had on earlier, about how to get into that. Tracy, next up, you've got You Are Here by David Nicholls.
David Nicholls. I don't see this getting as much publicity as maybe he's the author of One Day. I love this book. It's about two divorcees that find themselves walking the lakes and the Pennines. It's a great comic novel, superb on the landscape. It reminded me when I went up Snowdon with my sister. She was big into hill walking at the time. It was like the UCC Hill Walking Club or something like that. So brought us up to Snowdon. I got up there and they all produced these sandwiches. It was a wet day. You couldn't see anything. And they're up there taking photographs. And all I thought myself is, let's just get down off this mountain. Let's get down. So this really reminds me of this. Two main characters are Michael Bradshaw, a geography teacher. And then it's 38-year-old Marnie. She's an editor who end up on the hike together. There's about maybe six or seven people start this hike. But the two of them just end up, you know, continue on the hike.
Right. Is he boyfriend material?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't got him on the list.
Jenny, your favourite blockbuster was All the Colours of the Dark by Chris Whittaker.
All the Colours of the Dark. It was the big blockbuster buzz book of the summer. 600 pages long. And if you're lucky enough to have a winter getaway, squeeze it into the suitcase. Or if, like the rest of us, you're having to stay home, get under the duvets with this one. The book is so much plot-wise. There's lots and lots of twists and turns. It starts in the 70s, goes through a few decades. Hard to discuss any of the storyline without giving away spoilers. I don't give away spoilers, but it has everything you expect in a blockbuster. There's a missing person, there's a serial killer, there's a love story, broken memories, decades long obsessions. It's been a big hit. In fact, I think it was the first one on that was when it was, it's in the top 10 of the most requested books from libraries this year. All the Colours of the Dark, Chris Whittaker. Really smash and read. 600 pages, get into it.
Okay, The Spoiled Heart by Sanjeev Sahota. Tracy, do you want me to let you get a drink? I'll gather you and I'll go back. I'll get Jenny. Yeah, your favourite novel of the year was The Secret to Colm Tobin's Brooklyn, Long Island.
Long Island, the most requested book in the year, I think, from Irish libraries this year. It's the sequel to Brooklyn. Like, everyone knows who Colm Tobin is. And this book opens with a bang. So we have Eilish, the character everyone knows from Brooklyn, played by Saoirse Ronan in the film. Stranger turns up on the door of her house with a shocking declaration. It's going to change the course of her life that she spent, two decades building her life for herself and her family. And it's what she does and what she doesn't do in response to the news that really brings us on the story. And the action in the story moves from Long Island back to Enniscorthy. It's really, really, really good.
And do you need to read Brooklyn first?
You don't need to have read Brooklyn first. He doesn't recap it, without saying, you know, it's not like a bulletproof recapping, but I'd recommend, most people would have read Brooklyn maybe quite a while ago or will have seen the film, but I would say if you can, get the two books. They make, because they really, really go hand in hand together. Like, Tobin is a masterful storyteller. He's got a really, really, really wide appeal. It is literary fiction, but I wouldn't be scared off by it at all. You could literally buy Long Island for anyone in your life, whether they're men, women, you know, serious readers, light fiction readers. Everyone will relate to Brooklyn. And like I said, quite the bang now when it starts.
Okay. We'll go again. Tracy, The Spoiled Heart by Sanjeev Sahota.
Brilliant book. It's the main characters are Nyan Ollock. He's worked his way up and he's running to be a union leader. I'm going to go on to my next one now because my voice is gone. Sandwich by Catherine Newman. This is a very good book. If you want to feel you're on holidays, read this book. It's a family saga, lots of secrets and great description of holidays in it.
Okay. Will we have a look at some of, because we've talked about kind of adult fiction and that as well, but will we zip ahead to the kids' books and have a look at some of what recommendations you've got there? Tracy, do you want to give it a try there?
I will. History of Information, Chris Houghton. This is my favourite non-fiction book. Brilliant. Absolutely. Everybody should have this for Christmas. Loved it. Go on to Instagram. It took him 17 years to actually write this book. Another really good book is The Story of Irish Rugby, Gerard Siggins. It's illustrated by Graham Corcoran. Again, I love non-fiction books because it gives you the basic rules of rugby and in a very informative, simple way, and great illustrations in this book. I See the Moon and the Moon Sees Me. Sarah Webb and Paul Delaney. This is poems and rhymes for small children for Christmas. This is just brilliant. Ideal for 3 years plus. Picture book. You've got Dexter Loss's Boo Boo, Shane Hegarty and Ben Mantel. This is a lovely book. Another picture book. And again, it's 4+. Then you've got seven years plus, you've got Evil Duck and the Feather of Fortune by Chris Judge. Now, fans of Dogman will love this. Eddie and Flo, they're staying with their granddad, but they accidentally unfreeze the Evil Duck. So they have to team up with granddad to put things right. Then you've got Sarah Bowie. Sarah Bowie, this is Sarah Bowie's year. Sarah Bowie is the mega mystery solver. And also the Millie McCarthy series by Leona Ford. That's a really, really popular series.
And Jenny, you've got children's recommendations too. Rattle us through a few of them as well.
The Weather Girls by Sarah Webb. Recommend this for 8 to 12 year olds. Bravery adventure set in Ireland, set during World War II. Two girls basically help save the course of World War II. Really, really good. You mentioned Sarah Webb there, one of her books for younger children, Tracy. Sarah Webb's a great children's writer for all ages, and she's so passionate about Irish children's books. Perfect mixture of history and intrigue for the young reader. I loved the Loki series by Louis Stowell. They're so good. They're in huge demand in the libraries. Titles like Loki's a Bad Guy to Taking the Blame and Loki's a Bad Guy to Making Enemies. And they're not your Marvel Comics Loki. This is a very relatable Loki. He's a boy. He's played too many tricks and he's sent in his own world and he's banished down to Earth to be a regular schoolboy. And it's written in diary format with doodles and illustrations. Boys and girls, 7 to 12, love the Loki series. And for teenagers, not forgetting teenagers, my breakout of 2024, Where the Heart Should Be, Sarah Crosson. She's a former laureate in Nogue. She writes in kind of a prose. Each page is a poem. The poems can be read in one set, one at a time. If you read them all together, they tell the story. And it's a young adult book, but I'm recommending Where the Heart Should Be for adults, young adults, everyone. It's an amazing read.
All right, Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany, thanks very much for coming in to join us. The Waterford Librarians, as they're collectively known as a band. So catch them in a good venue, boyfriends and non-boyfriends alike. Thanks very much to you. Yeah, happy Christmas to you. We're back with our panel on the do's, the don'ts and the survival guide to Christmas after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.